Introduction. We are all called to love like Christ loved, but what does that really look like on a day-to-day basis? When you wake up in the morning and your spouse first speaks a word out to you that is not loving, how do you react? When your son or daughter talks back to you in disrespect, how does that feel, and what do you say back to them in response? When you are at work and a coworker puts you down for the hard work that you just completed and tries to make you look bad to others, including your manager, what is your response? When you drive home from work and someone cuts you off in traffic and does not wave to you in requesting forgiveness, how does it make you feel, and how do you respond in anger back to them? What do you do if someone at your church spreads a false rumor about you to the pastor and other leaders that hurts you to your core? What do you say to them and others that believe it? Do you take an offense against them and let anger rise up in you and drive you to take revenge personally against them for the pain that they cause you? Or do you give them to God and let Him make it right in the best way for His kingdom, which may take weeks, months, or even years to see right come from the wrong? Unfortunately, there are millions and millions of hurting people in this world that hurt others with their words and actions on an everyday basis, and most people, including most Christians, take the bait from the enemy and become offended, and then retaliate with words and actions that are not what Christ commanded us to do. Instead of turning the other cheek, they try to hurt them back as harshly as they were hurt, and then either a breakdown in the relationship occurs, or feelings of anger and hatred develop, ultimately hurting the person who was initially offended. Does this sound familiar to you? In reality, I have seen this happen every day. The enemy laughs at all the people from whom he has been able to steal peace, causing people to be angry with each other and blame each other, robbing them of the joy that the Lord has for them. So how does one actually love all people like Christ called us to do? How do we put aside our right to be offended and become unable to be offended, and see them through the eyes of Christ as a hurting child that was hurt by their father or mother growing up, or never knew their parents at all, and had to learn to stand on their own because they never experienced trust and unconditional love from their parents, thus producing an adult with deep hurts that have never been processed nor healed by Jesus. So if a person never experienced love from parents that they could trust, then how would you expect to receive love from them? One cannot give what they never received nor have inside of them. What percent of people in this world grew up with both parents that loved them the way the Lord intended? I would say less than 25%. This explains why this world is full of hurting people who have experienced traumas that have hurt their hearts and have never recovered to stand on their own and exhibit the feelings of love, joy, and peace. A boy grows up without his father because his father divorced his mother because she was too controlling and manipulative over him, causing him to leave her in order to live in peace. She was too controlling because her father rejected her and controlled her, telling her what to do and manipulating her free will in order to receive